Last time this man joined our show, Billy Brownless gave him one of the all-time great welcomes.
Now, Jimmy Boy, our next guest needs no introduction.
What are you doing?
G'day, Denny. How are you? All right?
G'day, boys. How are you?
Now, with all the bells and whistles, we welcome back the most powerful puncher from Perth that has ever been, Danny Green.
Howdy, Oafy. He's four-time world champ. Welcome to you, Greeny.
Jimmy, Gocko, how are you, boys?
Well, have a look at him, Jim. I thought it was Patrick Swayze in Roadhouse.
Or Mark Boris.
From
Yellow Brick Road. He's as smooth as I've seen you look, Greeny.
What's happened in 2 years, Greeny?
Ocean, mate. Don't drink. I gave the beer away 3 years ago. No drinking.
And, what? Sorry?
Yeah, no beer, mate. No froffies, Cocko.
Oh, no.
On the coffees,
Greeny.
Coffees and the spritzers. And I just obviously train a lot, mate. It's my life. Training's my life. But surfing is my main
You're down at Margaret River, which is a magnificent part of the world. But I don't understand it, Greeny, because for 20 years, you were an elite boxing superstar. You quit. Now's the time to have a beer.
Yes.
Now's the time that you can have a beer.
Sit back.
I never missed out, boys. Okay, you know that. I never missed out. I was first to start and last to finish.
And you're in town, a very big night tomorrow night at Crown, Friday the 13th of May.
Ooh. Ominous.
It is at Crown, and it's your Stop the Coward Punch dinner. We've had a few of these, and then I think the last 2 years we haven't, of course, because of COVID. But tell us about that, Green Man.
Well, this is a way that the Cowards Punch campaign raises money. Obviously, when I say non-for-profit, no one gets paid a single cent, so we've got to raise money from somewhere so we can then use that money for advertising to make TV adverts.
Yep.
We've made some extremely hard-hitting, impacting TV advertisements over the last 10 years. The campaign's been going nearly. And that money's also used to engage a Victorian Institute of Forensic Medicine to then conduct a piece of a groundbreaking world-first piece of research we've spoken about previously that showed us, given us the evidence that cowed punch deaths has declined from the year 2012 when I started the campaign to 2018. The numbers have declined, which is very promising for everyone that works so hard on the campaign. And then also we've teamed with Cool Australia, educating kids. So it's getting the Cow Punch campaign into an educational tool that we can then implement into Australian schools, high schools and up to grades from grade 7 onwards in high school, that helps enables teachers to then choose what subject they need to do for the day. So we've reached, with the help of Cool Australia, injecting this into the schools, we've reached 16,000 kids this year in 6 weeks.
6 weeks.
So to give you an indication, like, you know, you might get someone who goes talks to a school and they might reach 500 kids.
Yeah.
And that might happen every, you know, quarter or every whatever. We've reached 16,000 so far in 6 weeks.
Free online Jimmy Boy education program for years 7 to 10. And it's coolaustralia.org. And it's reached over 16,000 students
so
in the first
year. Greeny, people listening who don't know enough about the Cowed Punch campaign, In a sentence, explain why it's important.
Just quickly going back a step, Jason Kimberley was the person whose father was instrumental in getting the Sydney Swans up and running. Famous family, great family, and Jason Kimberley himself, a bit of an innovator and a really interesting man.
Author?
What's that?
He's written a couple of books.
He's great mate of Gil McLaughlin's. Really good guy.
So through Cool Australia, which is his brain, he's the brainchild of that, we've been able to reach 16,000 kids in 6 weeks, and it's going to continue getting stronger. But the importance of the campaign, Jimmy, is pretty simple. I'll ask you the question, because you're a father of a young boy. So why is it important to you?
Well, because I've seen the devastation that's caused families when people are victims of a coward punch. Punch from behind, a punch that no one knows coming, and people die, or they're, you know, they're brain damaged, and it's horrific.
I remember 3 years ago, and the mum and dad were there, and they from Brisbane. They were about an hour out of Brisbane. They got a call at 3 a.m. in the morning, and their young kid, 19, first night out on the town, he got a king hit, and they said,
"Oh, Miller family,
yes, mate, it was the saddest story." They said, "Oh, we'll come in the morning. We'll see him in hospital." I said, "No, you got to come now." And they had that drive the whole way up to Brisbane.
Young Cole Miller, the poor young fellow, and his father, Stinky. Stinky's been named Steve Miller.
Yeah.
An incredible speech that blew us away. And the year before that, we had John and Heidi Walker talk about their young son, Jaden, who was taken from a coward punch. And to hear these people talk in the crowd and have the whole crowd and literally tearing up because it's very, very heavy. These people are just so strong. So the campaign, for me, the importance is I hate seeing cowardly acts. I hate seeing if two guys got a fight It's really important. I'm an eye for an eye guy.
Yeah.
That's who I am. And I'm also, I'm a firm believer in no one should turn the other cheek. I think people who are told to turn the other cheek are being told an absolute, that's just stupidity. Mm. Someone smacks me, I turn the other cheek, smack me again. No. Mm. That's why I think society is in this position right now, is because we've lost values, core values that we had growing up as young men to protect ourselves, protect our friends, not start trouble. But you know what? If something comes our way, we'll take care of it. Because I'm not just going to be stood on like a wood duck. We're losing, society's losing its mind in some aspects. But the cow punch is just so important because there's nothing braver, nothing weaker than seeing a person go up and hit someone from behind where they don't see it coming. It just, it sickens everyone, it not does. Just me. It's so weak. But it's also, it's affecting the way, you know, people are, it's affected. So a lot of people are dying, people are maimed and incapacitated for the rest of their lives with a family, and the health system has to then take care of them for the rest of their lives. And there is just no need for it. And it's resonated. The whole country now is now using different terminology when it comes to those horrendous pissweak acts, and now it's termed a coward punch.
Yes. I like it, Greeny. Stay with us. We need to talk boxing next because it's been a big week for the Square Circle.
The Square Circle, wowee.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Never have I watched a full episode of Steinfeld. Is it Steinfeld?
What's it? Steinfeld.
Seinfeld? Seinfeld.
Danny Green, our special guest on the Rush Hour. Now, we've spoken about the amazing CowardPunchCampaign.com. Get online, educate yourself on that. The big night is, of course, tomorrow night, Crown Palladium, Eskimo Joe performing, and that will be sensational. But tonight, you're on the front bar talking about this amazing campaign and night. You're also on it with Fat.
It's going to be a great night, mate. I can't wait.
And, double whammy. What about that? Yeah, Green and Brownless. Who would have thought?
And what about Malloy? Throw that mad dog in the mix and we're on.
And Pang.
Pang. And Mayer. It's all go.
Have you seen, Greeny, any of Bill's work on the footy field? A couple of times in grand finals, he went to be an enforcer. And he basically bunny chopped the head of Gary Buchanan, but actually never actually touched his head.
Yeah.
And then in the other one, he grabbed Ange Christou, who was the smallest player playing for Carlton in a grand final, and started an all-in because then his mate Cooter came over the top and lassoed Bill. So you're not dealing with a hard man here, Greeny.
I'm a lover.
I'm dealing with a. I look at him. He's like a marshmallow, but a hard crusted chocolate marshmallow that's hard on the outside, but a beautiful soft interior.
The one that's been in the fire.
A blancmange.
Warm. You're a warm man.
That's
You're a kind, beautiful, warm man. I want to hug you.
Well, you can. Well, there's a lot to hug, but I'm a lover, and I'm not good at that either. So I'm not sure what I do, Greeny, to be honest. But it'll be good fun with those boys the green man.
I'll show you like a kissing technique on their hands out the front. They'll teach you how to kiss.
Oh, is that how you do it?
Yeah, you'll learn somewhere, mate.
Hey, what about the fighting from last night? Of course, Paul Gallen beaten by a man who's had 17 different surnames.
Yes.
Terzievsky or Terzievsky. We don't actually know how to say it. But it sounded like a fair decision in the end.
Of course. Yeah, he was outpointed. And the boxer outpointed the bloke who has had, limited boxing ability, but, big heart, Paul Gallen, and it was good to see Nikita Zhu. Good to see him, that famous Zhu name. He cleaned his opponent out in the first round. And young Harry Garside did really well. I didn't see the fights, but he did very well. Good young and up-and-coming fighter. And, George Kambosos is on soon too here in Melbourne. That's a big one.
Yeah.
Jason Maloney, one of my boys, is on the undercard, the main support in that show. But, Australian boxing is in a really, really healthy position at the moment. There's a lot of young guys. You've got young kid Jai Pattaya is going to be fighting for a title pretty soon. Justice Hooney's fighting Joe Goodall, a kid from Brisbane who was an Olympian as well. That's a heavyweight fight. That's a really good domestic local scrap. And there's some really, really good talent coming through the ranks. And it's good to see Australian boxing in a healthy position.
And I like it being done properly too. I mean, Floyd Mayweather and, that clown off YouTube and prior to that when he took on Conor McGregor, rubbish. Yeah, and it brings the great sport of boxing into disrepute, in my humble opinion, Greeny.
Yeah, look, mate, you can look at it both ways. You can go, right, these guys are exposing the sport. Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor was the most disgusting spectacle I've witnessed. The fight itself, no, but the spectacle those two bozos put on.
Yep.
I don't care how much money you've got. I don't care how prominent you are in this world. You both acted like the biggest, most spoiled children I've seen. It was disgusting to think that they were just throwing money around on stage when there's people who can't feed their families. Mm. it made me really, really upset to see that and gave boxing a poor name. Those two carried on like scumbags.
Yeah, and then that YouTube bloke and to fight one of the greatest ever. I just think it's not where boxing needs to go. You know much more about it than, of course, all of us. But it looks like the great sport is getting back to where it should be.
Well, it's in a very healthy position here in Australia and around the world. Like, England has been the place that's really given the sport a renaissance, having a renaissance era boxing, and that's come from England.
Yep.
Tyson Fury. Do we like him?
We love him.
Yeah.
How could you not like that bloke?
But not the greatest heavyweight of all time, surely.
No way. No. But he's one of the best of our modern era.
Yeah.
Without doubt. Mm. And he's such a captivating personality. I want to watch him. We all want to watch him. But he's a good guy. Like, you know, he makes mistakes. He owns up to it. And he also, you know what? He cops on the chin, moves forward. But he has a good time. But what I love about Tyson Fury is he tries to bring everyone else in on the ride, include them in and have a bit of fun with it as well. Like, you know, life's too short. He's not serious. He takes the piss and has a bit of fun.
Now, as we let you go, Greenie, Margaret River, of course, is where you're calling home, and you're out. Yeah, surfing out there. And I don't know if you're aware, but there's lots of sharks.
No worry about the sharks, mate. It's all good.
You'd punch them, wouldn't you?
Mate, I walked down the road here in Clarendon Street, mate. I saw 10 more sharks than I've ever seen in the water at Margaret. So don't worry about that.
You're spot on.
There's more sharks on land than on the water.
Tickets still available. Head to cowardpunchcampaign.com. It's the big night tomorrow night. Crown Palladium, Eskimo Joe. Magnificent campaign you've put together, Greenie. And watch tonight, 9:05, the front bar.
Yes.
You'll see Bill. The other thing we've got to get to. Explain that to us, please.
Yeah, mate. We had a 12-round fitness has been my little baby here in Australia. It's boxing, functional strength mixed in. We've been going since 2016. There's 86 stores around the country. We've got 5 in New Zealand, 2 in Singapore. But we couldn't get the 12-round fitness name in internationally because we were blocked because of other businesses. So we changed it to U-Box, boxing and strength. We've just done a deal with the UK where we've got 250 gyms over the next 10 years to open in the UK, open in the United States soon. New Zealand and Singapore, obviously, still U-Box, so we rebranded. We knew it was coming, so we bit the bullet and had to do it now because the timing's right because we're expanding globally. Now it's U-Box Boxing and Strength, so it's the same business, but we've just rebranded it. So it's very exciting for us because, opening up internationally, it's a huge move for us. And we're the second largest boxing provider in the world, and soon to be will be the largest boxing provider in the world. And we're kind of a secret because we've just grown organically and now we're throwing some marketing at it. But it's very exciting to know that, pretty soon we'll be the largest boxing provider in the world.
Oh, the Green Man's on fire. Love it, Greenie.
Great seeing you, mate. Good luck with everything coming up.
Thanks very much, lads.
See you, Green, mate.